story from talking about praise with my boss in the other office. Josh ambushed me earlier on Shah Jesus' body, asked me a lot of questions. My legs were shaking.
Do you sometimes feel like everything is meaningless? Like every day is just spent in vain?
To be honest, that's how I felt before I had a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So, I completely get you.
Oh, yeah?
It's impossible to find true meaning apart from our Creator. You know, God created us for a purpose, but we can only find it when we are in a relationship with Him.
That sounds amazing. But where do you even begin to have a relationship with a God you can't see?
Listen, God has revealed Himself to us in many ways. You find Him in nature, as His creation. You find Him in His Word contained in the Bible. And you find Him through Jesus Christ, His Son, that He sent to die for us. You know, God loves you so much and is ready to reveal Himself to you if you let Him in. I'm actually glad that you've asked those questions.
Wow, that's amazing. How do I let Him in?
Life's too short and precious to live without purpose. Be that friend who leads someone to Christ. Radio Christian Voice, your home since 94.
Build Zambia 2064 calls for independent evaluation of Sinometo's pollution. Mpika Lomeka warns of environmental damage for unregulated gold mining. And race to find survivors after Sudan landslide kills hundreds. Good evening. With the main news, I am Christabel Kamono. Build Zambia 2064 Executive Director Joseph Mushalika has urged government to engage an independent evaluator to assess the extent of pollution caused by Sinometals. Dr. Mushalika says reports by others that the spillage into the Chambishi stream was greater than initially reported highlights the need for transparency and accountability in handling the matter. He warned that inconsistencies in the reported figures could fuel public suspicion of corruption within government. Speaking to RCV News in Lusaka today, Dr. Mushalika noted that the shifting accounts of the spillage raise concerns that government may be shielding the mining company by providing inaccurate information. Different revelations create a sense of uncertainty among the people of Zambia, and government must thoroughly investigate this matter to determine whether it is a case of incompetence or deliberate deceit, said Dr. Mushalika. He further emphasized that government should prioritize finding lasting solutions to the damage caused as the pollution poses a serious threat to the public health.
The question we should be asking is, who did the area test and who did the latter test? Is it an issue of competence or is it an issue of being deceitful? Now, when it comes to the people, I think we cannot play around with that. My comment, especially from the Build Zambia perspective, perhaps it is now time to get an independent evaluator. Changes in terms of quantities of spillage or pollution will begin to smell corruption, because it would appear someone is buying off some people to give false reports, and that doesn't help us as a country.
Four people have died in a tragic road traffic accident near Milunga village on the Mpika Kasama Road following a head-on collision between two trucks on Tuesday. The accident involved a maize-laden or truck and trailer registration number ADF2206, ADF2231, traveling from Kasama towards Mpika, a Kanta light truck registration AIF2256 headed in the opposite. In a statement issued to our CBNews by Mpika Town Council Public Relations Officer Mushotam Pondu said, preliminary investigations suggest that the Howo truck, driven by 35-year-old Victor Kalimba, experienced a tire burst causing the driver to lose control and veer into the oncoming lane, resulting in a head-on collision with a Kanta truck. Emergency responders from the Mpika Town Council Fire Brigade, led by firefighter Gideon Nyembeli, rushed to the scene and found the Kanta truck severely damaged, with the driver trapped inside, said Mr. Mpundu. He said despite efforts by the rescue team using hydraulic equipment, the driver, whose identity remains unknown, was found with fatal injuries. Mr. Mpundu said a total of 4 occupants from the Kanta truck, including the driver, were critically injured and were immediately transported to Michael Chilufya-Sata Hospital, where they were pronounced dead upon arrival. He said no serious injuries were reported from the maize laden truck and trailer at the time of the report. Meanwhile, Mpika Town Council Division of Fire Officer Mr. Ruben Mukonde has cautioned all road users to always exercise maximum caution, especially during the night, to avoid such tragic accidents and keep our roads safe.
Our fire and rescue crew responded and upon arrival found one person was trapped in a light truck. Using their expertise, they quickly managed to extricate that casualty from the wreckage, and the same was taken to hospital with 3 others who had already been extricated. I would like to call upon all road users to always exercise maximum caution, especially during the night.
Mpika Member of Parliament Francis Kapianga says the ongoing pollution of the Kanchibia and Kanyelele rivers could have been avoided if government had heeded to concerns raised by the local people when gold deposits were first discovered in the area. Mr. Kapianga said a few individuals were granted mining licenses and have continued operating without following proper environmental guidelines, leading to increased pollution. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Kapianga revealed that despite his efforts to arrange a roundtable discussion involving government, traditional leaders and other stakeholders, his calls have gone unanswered. There was a proposal that government should prioritize local artisanal miners by formalizing their licenses and linking them to a strategic investor, but this has not been implemented, said Mr. Kapianga. Mr. Kapianga added that some individuals are still engaging in unsafe mining practices, causing further contamination of nearby streams. He warned that if government does not move quickly to regulate mining activities, the environmental damage could worsen.
Kanchibia River has not been depolluted, it's still polluted. And I am even surprised that today we have people who have woken up and they are speaking about what has happened to Kanchibia River and Kanchibia and Kanyerere stream. When the activities just started in Mpika, I was a lone voice talking about these things, and I even told the nation the devastating impact effect of what would happen from the mining activities and regulated mining activities. For 2 years, I was just alone talking about this issue. And no member of parliament, apart from Honorable Kampiongo, would help me talk about these issues.
Former Minister of National Guidance and Religious Affairs, Godfrida Somaili, has urged couples to remain faithful in their marriages to safeguard the family structure in Zambia. Reverend Somaili expressed concern that some men are normalizing the culture of having side chicks, a practice she described as ungodly and posing serious health risks. Speaking to RCV News in Lusaka today, Reverend Somaili stressed the importance of both men and women embracing commitment and loyalty to their partners. The issue of side chicks also affects the way children are raised, because children learn from the examples set by their parents, said Reverend Sumaili. Reverend Sumaili reminded all couples to prioritize faithfulness, noting that strong families are the foundation of a morally upright and stable society.
Then, but also immorality, sexual morality, having side chicks. You know, it has become like it's acceptable, a norm. No.